time for the favorite time of the week of the morning show for
my
me.
Favorite, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I get to hang out with John Latimer. We get to hear the student reports. It is a great time to just kind of settle in with your cup of coffee and learn something.
Yeah, here's what the kids are seeing around the country, around the state anyway. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. Our first report this week comes from Emma Adams' class at Great Expectation Schools in Grand Marais.
Hi, this is B,
Lena,
Emily,
and
Grayson,
reporting from Great Expectation School in Grand Marais. On November 6th, students throughout the school have been reporting many more deer. Deer are currently in the rutting season. This is when the males are looking for females to mate with. They become a lot more active during this time.
There has also been reports of deer, moose, fox, crow, grouse, and chickadees. Ella and I have heard coyotes at their homes this week. The afternoons still have been fairly warm. Monday, the high almost reached 60 degrees, but the mornings are cool.
The red maple at the school has completely lost its leaves, as have the alder and the birch. Some of the trees have a small number of leaves, but most have gone away. The beavers' class found some witch's butter fungus in the backwoods on a log. We noticed that the oxeye daisies are still out, but some of them have started to wilt.
This past weekend, Miss Emma had found a group of crows, two balgios, and a vulture. She went to a vet's gate and found they were eating a moose that had died. She could see the food they had been eating. This has been
B,
Lena,
Emily,
and Grayson reporting from Great Expectations Zoo.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, thank you, kids. What a nice report. B, Lena, Emily, and Grayson, good job. Couple of notes there. First of all, remember that this was the week of November 6th, which explains the temperature of nearly 60 degrees. We haven't been close to 60 for a couple of weeks up here, at least a week and a half anyway. The red maple finally lost its leaves. You know, you have to remember that Grand Marais and that whole strip of coastline along Lake Superior is affected by that body of water right there. And that changes the phenology considerably. So the fact that the red maple by the school still had leaves on it in the first part of November is pretty surprising, except that it's not, because that is the nature of that big lake and its effect on the trees and plants in the area. Alder and paper birch also down, an oxeye daisy still blooming, and that's kind of what we would expect. And I like the idea, you know, you see crows and eagles and maybe even a turkey vulture, which is a little unusual. That turkey vulture was overstaying his visit, I would think. Most of them have moved south by now, but that one had a good source of food there and wasn't about to leave it and give it up, so good for him, and good for all of those animals. Bad for the moose, of course. Our next report comes from Allison Ofterheide's class at the Cherry School near Iron Junction.
Hi, this is
Bianca,
Mac,
Ava,
and Jolene,
reporting from Cherry School in Iron Junction, Minnesota, on November 14th, 2024. We have been noticing that it's chilly, windy, and getting colder as the days go on. A lot of kids have been deer hunting. We've been noticing a lot of deer, so we started to tally them. So far, there are 134 does and 48 bucks.
This is Jolene. On November 13th, I noticed a blue jay at my house in Cherry.
This is Ava. On November 13th, I saw two wolves, a black and white one. I heard them again the next morning on November 9th. Araya saw a pine marten in the tree growling at her when she was walking back from deer hunting.
This is Mac. Over the weekend, I saw like five or six turkeys eating something in the grass in Hibbing.
This is Bianca. This morning I saw a black-capped chickadee at my house in Fail. It was eating from our bird feeder.
Yesterday, during our walk in the school forest, we noticed a patch of green ferns with brown spores. We found this interesting, so we read about it and found that it's a rock fern because it stays green in the winter and has brown spores called sori.
We also found a caterpillar in the leaves, and we heard a red squirrel. Oh, this concludes our phenology report. This has been Bianca,
Mac,
Ava,
and Jolene.
Reporting from Cherry School.
Nature rules!
Nature does indeed rule. Thank you, kids. Nice report. Lots of interesting things in there. I love the fact that they're keeping a tally of the deer that they have seen. 134 does and 48 bucks. I'm guessing that 48 bucks, that's probably been reduced by a number of unfortunate ones that walked into the wrong spot. Blue jays definitely still in the area. These are probably, lots of blue jays migrate. And some of the blue jays migrate from up north and end up right here in northern Minnesota and spend the winter here thinking, this is a nice warm spot. I'll stay here for the winter. And, you know, having a feeder, it really makes a difference for them. They can stay a lot further north if they have food. We saw two wolves, a black one and a white one. The black one, probably. The white one, probably gray. Reading David Meach's book on wolves, I think the only white wolves that he's ever come across, the truly white ones, are up on Ellesmere Island in northern Canada. And Araya saw a pine marten, which is really a thrill. I've only seen a few in my life, but they are coming back, and there are more and more of them. So maybe you'll be one of the lucky ones to see one of those. And turkeys in the Hibbing area, do you know, 10 years ago, we would have been like, nah, couldn't have been. But now there are turkeys all over the area. Turkeys at my house, even. Black-capped chickadee, very nice. And walking in the forest, you know, now is the time to get out and look at what's green. And there are some green ferns out there. And the kids at Cherry got a chance to look, and they looked, they did some investigating. They looked underneath and found the spores and the sporophytes, the little spore-producing bodies. And that's a very interesting observation. And the fact that they got out and did some research on it was really encouraging. I love to hear that kind of stuff. Thanks, kids. Great report. Our next report comes from Rob Marone's class at Pike Lake Elementary School near Duluth.
Morning. My name is Andy, and this is our report for this week of November 10th, 2024 from Pike Lake Elementary School. My partner, Ava, and I spotted some bright orange stuff on our phenology walk. Mr. Marone told us that it was called orange jelly fungus, but he wouldn't tell us anything else. We discovered that when we touch it, it felt like jelly at first, but when the texture kicked in, and it felt somewhat crinkly and kind of wrinkly on the inside. We learned that there are several types of jelly fungus in Minnesota.
Lily here. On Tuesday, I observed that pine needles can be green and yellow or brown. I wonder why it changes that color, just like how leaves change their color. I did some research, and they change color because when the tree gets old and it turns brown and the needles fall off to grow new needles. On Wednesday, I observed a bunny in my driveway. I saw that its color was lighter color. I think that the bunnies are changing colors because of how winter is coming and it is getting colder. I am wondering why they turn white. I did some research and learned that the white color is for camouflage. They change colors by shedding old brown fur and growing back white.
Good morning, this is Brooks. This weekend, November 9th through the 11th, I went deer hunting in Brainerd, Minnesota. While I was hunting, I noticed a chipmunk eating and chewing on oak bark. I was wondering why it was chewing on the bark, so I did a little research. My research said that it is normal for chipmunks to chew on bark. They chew on bark mainly to build their nests, but the bark does have some nutrients inside. I realized that maybe it was getting ready for the winter because maybe the poor little chipmunk couldn't get enough food and nuts for the winter. I also realized that the first day of hunting in the morning, the deer were moving a lot. We had 11 deer encounters, but in the next 3 days, we had two, but we did end up shooting two in the 4 days we were there.
I am Nicholas. We think the large buck in our school forest was harvested by a hunter in the area. I think the 11-point buck got shot because we have not seen it for a long time. Smaller bucks are showing up on our trail cameras. We also know that a neighbor got a 10-point. I am hoping I can still get my first deer.
Emily here. Last Wednesday, I was flabbergasted, and I saw a loon on the Grand Lake paddling alongside the dock. And on Friday, right after school, I saw something so spectacular. A big male bald eagle perched right up on my chicken's fencing. Not only did it look hungry, but it was also much bigger than most eagles. This concludes our report from the outer reaches of the Proctor School District. Be aware.
Things are happening out there.
They sure are, and you're sitting right on top of it and getting a good look at all of it. That's wonderful. I love the fact that Mr. Marone will not tell us anything more, and we had to go and do research, and they did, and they researched a lot of little subjects there, which is wonderful because they will remember those things. The young lady who saw the bunny that was turning white, there are two kinds of, I'll call them rabbits here in northern Minnesota. There is the cottontail rabbit, and there is the snowshoe hare. And though they look a lot alike, they have a lot of differences. And one of the big differences is that the snowshoe hare is the one that turns color in the fall. And that's triggered by the angle of the sun, and it creates hormones within the hair that cause its hair to change color. And the chipmunk chewing on bark, making stuff for its nest. That's a good observation. Nicholas noted that the large buck in the school forest may have been harvested, not showing up on their trail cameras. Pretty interesting there. And Emily, and I myself was a little flabbergasted when she used the word flabbergasted. That's a wonderful word for a fourth and fifth grade student. I'm really happy to hear that. I love the words myself, and flabbergasted is a really nice one. And flabbergasted because a loon on Grand Lake paddling alongside the dock, and is probably one of the juveniles getting ready to head south. Its parents are probably already halfway to the Gulf and taking their own time about it. And our next report comes from Underwood Elementary's trip to the Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Charlie and Courtney from Underwood Elementary School in Underwood reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center from November 11th through the 13th. We had frosty mornings and clear, pleasant days with a high temperature of 48 degrees Fahrenheit with a low of 21. We awoke on Tuesday morning to find the puddles in the road to be frozen. But there is no ice on Long Lake. Long Lake staff says that it is not uncommon for the lake to be at least partially frozen at this time of year. Last year, icing was on November 19th. The open water has allowed a bevy of trumpeter swans to stay on the lake. We counted 10 this morning. October said she heard an owl hooting at night. We suspect it was a barred owl.
During our school's trip to Long Lake last year, there was lots of beaver activity. They were very busy for most of day and night. This year, we observed no beaver activity at all. We wonder if they have moved to a different lodge or a nearby lake. As winter approaches, most of the migrating animals have left, leaving only the hardy tolerators to remain. This includes pump squirrels, deer, white-breasted nuthatches, black-capped chickadees, and red-bellied woodpeckers, who are all very active around the bird feeders. The clear skies allowed us to get a good look at the half-full moon. It is a great time to explore nature, and we wanted to remind everyone to unplug, wear blaze orange, get outside, and live connected!
Yeah, don't forget the blaze orange. It's a been part of my attire for the last couple of weeks, and probably will continue for another couple of weeks more, and we'll just have to wait and see. One note there, the beaver activity, sometimes beavers can exhaust the supply of food, especially around a small lake. They will only go so far from water to harvest a tree. And beyond that, they will not go because they're too vulnerable to attack by wolves, and they need to be able to get back into the water where they feel safe. And so sometimes they, like on my lake, they eat the aspen and they disappear for 8 to 10 years, and then they come back and the aspens have regrown, and then they have another food supply. So they sort of come and go. Our next report comes from Rum River Elementary School's visit to the Long Lake Conservation Center.
Hi, this is Ashton.
And Ruby from Rum River Elementary in Andover, reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center from November 13th through 15th. Our trip was rainy and foggy with high temperature of 49 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 30. A little rain didn't stop us from exploring. We saw swans on the lake on Thursday, but it was too foggy today to say if they were still there. It was interesting to see a bird walk up and down a tree. We learned that it was a white-breasted nuthatch. It was fun to watch the squirrels gorge themselves at the feeders, chasing each other. We named the chunkiest one with bright white ears Chimichanga.
We saw lots of deer on campus. Their coats seemed to be thickening up for the coming cold. Turkeys are everywhere. Some people in our group were freaked out by the spiders that were found inside and outside. One of the highlights was finding a garter snake outside a building. We named it Spaghetti. At first, we thought it was dead, but it was just very cold and slow moving. We brought it inside so many in our group could get a close look at it. It perked up after a few minutes. Later, a long-legged teacher took it to the entrance of a known hibernacula and watched it slither inside. We hope Spaghetti survives the winter. Rain or shine, it's always a great time to explore nature, and want to remind everyone to unplug, wear a blaze orange, get outside,
and live connected!
Yes, thank you. Spaghetti. You know, all my life I have shied away from animals, pets, that don't respond to a name. And reptiles are a good example of that. I've had a few turtles as pets, and you can call them anything you want. You can yell at them. You can coax them. You can be endearing to them, and they don't give a rip. Their lives are not tied to yours. Trust me. It's not like the dog that's laying at my feet. Yeah. The other thing, seeing a garter snake, that's pretty late in the year for a garter snake. This one, obviously taking a chance, waiting until the last moment before it hits the warmth of its hibernaculum. We'll see. We wish Spaghetti the best. And I applaud those students for noticing and for being interested enough to give Spaghetti a name. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Nash and Sam reporting from Mr. Caddett's class in Little Falls Middle School. This is our phrenology report for the week of November 17th.
We have seen and heard several barred owls, including one that was closely watching a ruffed grouse.
We have seen a couple of brown creepers searching on tree trunks. One new fact we learned this week is that a buckthorn is dioecious, either male or female, which explains why we do not see berries on every tree.
A classmate found an earwig in their house and was a little surprised by this odd-looking insect.
Blue jays are busy collecting food and carrying it in a storage cache.
Turkeys are still moving around in large groups in the woods and fields.
This is anecdotal, but we did notice an unusual number of huge bucks taken on Monday the 11th. Whether it was the rut or the moon or the weakened hunting pressure, it seemed worth noting.
There are still a lot of small insects that are active during the daytime, mainly different flies and midges.
There are golden-crowned kinglets flittering around the tops of trees.
There have been a few different raven sightings in the past week.
This is our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Nice report, Nash. Sam, thank you, guys. I like the little anecdotal note about the fact that on Monday the 11th, many an unusual number of bucks, large bucks taken. There may have been something. It would be worth probably going back and sort of looking at the weather. I noticed they noted the moon, the hunting pressure, maybe barometric pressure, maybe the wind direction, who knows. But it was a bad day to be a big buck in the Little Falls area. Flies and midges, we had a little cluster of the midges ourselves. You're going to see a big flock of them, like a big tall column of them sometimes. Those are usually all males, and none of them, not male or female, have biting mouth parts. You might look at them and think mosquitoes, but that is not the case. Our next report comes from the Phenology Club at Oak Grove Elementary School in Bemidji. Pardon me, in Bloomington. To move you guys.
Hi, this is Olivia, Caroline, Tori, reporting from Oak Grove Elementary in Bloomington, Minnesota.
This week's weather has been cold and gloomy. This morning we have noticed a frost on the ground. With our animal observations, we saw a deer run by our playground this morning.
With our plant observations, we noticed our tamarack was attacked by a deer who chewed on it, ripped it apart, and possibly rubbed its antlers against it.
We are wondering if we will see this happen more and why a deer would do this to a tree. We also did a big garbage pickup of our forest and playground. We found lots of trash like wrappers, cans, and bottles.
That's all for today. Stay tuned for the next OGE Phenology Club Nature episode.
Bye!
Nice job, Olivia, Caroline, and Tori. Thank you so much. And my apologies, I didn't mean to move you. I'm glad that you know that you're in Bloomington. Frost on the ground down there, the deer in their playground, and attacking their tamarack tree. Maybe the deer just hates tamaracks. I don't know. They don't tend to bother mine. At least I don't see them browsing them that much. But I do notice that oftentimes the younger tamaracks get used as a rubbing spot for them to rub the fuzz off their antlers in the fall. So pretty interesting. And thank you for going out and picking up the garbage. That's always a task that is not that much fun, but is oftentimes so necessary. Our final report for the week comes from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
Hi, this is Wyatt.
And this is Amelie.
We're from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
Oh dear, we saw a lot of deer this week. Altogether, we saw at least 10, and Oscar saw a 3-year-old buck.
His dad told them how old it was, and we're wondering how he knew. It may have to do with the antlers.
Annabelle saw a fox.
And Andrew saw a coyote.
There is a mouse or two living in our forest school trunk.
We also saw a squirrel on our bird feeder, but no birds yet.
Silas saw another worm. Our ground is not frozen yet, but it probably will start to freeze up next week.
Sebastian noticed that it's been flicking in and out of warm and cold. He's also seeing a lot of conifer seed bugs at his house. We all agree that this seems to be a new thing.
Sienna heard an owl call 3 times, each time with a long single hoot.
Andrew saw an egret, which we think is unusual.
He also saw cardinals, which is not unusual.
Caroline saw a V of birds headed south.
Oscar saw an eagle, and Ellen and Sienna saw blue jays.
Theo saw 150 starlings.
Approximately.
And we realized that we have not seen any vultures this week.
We all noticed a beautiful frost on the hills this week.
And this has been Prairie Creek.
One more step along the phenology journey.
Thank you, kids. That was a great report. Lots of good things happening down there. Perhaps the last vulture. I wonder if that was the vulture that maybe was seen up in Grand Marais a week or so before that, and it was finally getting the message to head south. I haven't seen a vulture around here in probably 3 weeks. So, but speaking of worms, robins, watching the worms on the ground. I have had robins in my yard up until this last week, and then suddenly there were none. And in the past week, when they were there, they gathered mornings and evenings in the yard to kind of search out worms. And I was moving some bags of soil, potting soil and the like, and when I picked one up, I saw a big nightcrawler right there underneath the bag, and I suspect that that's exactly what the robins were looking for. That concludes our student phenology reports for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We're always happy to hear from you, and if you want to add your voice, please get in touch with us. We'll help you along, and we'd love to hear what's going on in your neighborhood.